Welcome to Talking Mopars, episode number 180 and the first episode of 2024. On this episode, I highlight one of my favorite Mopars and a dream car of mine. I had the posters, the Hot Wheels, the 1/18th diecasts, and the dreams to go with it. Ladies and gentlemen, this episode is about the Dodge Viper. So without further ado, if you are a Mopar enthusiast, then you are in the right place. Don't go anywhere. You're tuned into the best Mopar enthusiast-driven podcast on planet Earth. And I am your host, Chris Albrecht, better known as the Mopar Hunter. And this is Talking Mopars.
You're listening to Talking Mopars with the Mopar Hunter, your direct connection to all things Mopar.
The Dodge Viper is a legendary American sports car known for its powerful performance and iconic design. People have said crazy things about the Viper since its inception. You don't drive the Viper, you hang on. The Viper is one big American middle finger to Italian exotics. The Corvette hopes to grow up and one day be a Viper. Driving the Viper gives you one unsettling feeling, that it's trying to kill you. The Dodge Viper definitely left an impact on the high-performance heritage of Mopar, starting with its concept and development between 1989 and 1991. The idea for the Dodge Viper originated in the late 1980s as a concept car. The concept was officially unveiled at the North American International Auto Show in 1989, and it generated huge interest and positive feedback from the public. Since it was received so well, Chrysler Corporation decided to put the concept into production. The first generation of Dodge Viper, also known as the RT10, was introduced in 1992. It featured a powerful 8-liter V10 engine producing 400 horsepower. The Viper had a lightweight body, no exterior door handles or windows, and a removable soft top. It quickly gained a reputation for its raw power and aggressive styling. This car pulled no punches, and if you wanted a sports car with all the amenities, you weren't getting it with the Viper. You were getting the automotive experience raw dog. you were getting an absolute no frills, no gimmicks, you know, take me as I am. You know what I mean? With the Dodge Viper, this thing had one mission, and that was just to be nasty on the street. The second generation Dodge Viper was introduced in 1996. It received various updates, including a more refined interior and improved engine performance. The V10's engine's displacement was increased to 8.3 liters, producing up to 450 horsepower. The second generation Viper also introduced the GTS Coupe variant, which featured a fixed roof and enhanced aerodynamics. And the GTS Coupe is by far my favorite Viper. I love the Coupe. I think it's awesome. I would love to have an all black 1996 to 2002 GTS Coupe. I think that'd be badass. But probably my favorite generation of Viper was 96 to 2002, to be honest. I know the most recent ones were the fastest and most badass, but in my opinion, when the Dodge Viper first came out, I absolutely loved it. And when the second generation came out, it was game over for me. As soon as I saw that GTS Coupe, I was like, oh my God, amazing car. They're gorgeous cars. I really love Dodge Vipers. It's really a shame that they don't make them anymore, because I think they could have something really cool on their hands. But the third generation Dodge Viper debuted in 2003. That was the year that I graduated, and it featured a redesigned exterior with smoother lines and a more modern appearance. The V10 engine's displacement was increased to 8.4 liters, producing up to 510 horsepower. The third generation Viper offered various special editions and performance variants, including the track-focused ACR. The fourth generation started in 2013 when the Viper came back and returned after a brief hiatus. It featured a more aggressive design, improved performance, and advanced technologies. The V10 engine's output was increased to 640 horsepower, making it one of the most powerful American production cars of the time. In 2017, unfortunately, FCA, or Fiat Chrysler Automobiles, announced that the Viper was going to be discontinued. The decision was made due to low sales and the challenges of meeting increasingly stringent emissions and safety regulations. The final Viper rolled off the assembly line on August 17th, 2017, marking the end of an era for the iconic sports car. Despite its discontinuation, the Dodge Viper remains a beloved and highly sought-after car among enthusiasts. Its powerful performance, distinctive design, and rich history have solidified its place in the high-performance heritage of Mopar, as well as automotive history. Thank you for joining me on this episode about the Dodge Viper, and remember, no Mopar left behind. If you've ever thought about swapping a modern Hemi into your classic Mopar, then go visit my friend Blake at Sublime Technologies. Formerly known as DIY Hemi, Blake has spent years developing products to help you with your Gen 3 Hemi swap needs in his mission to Hemi swap the world. So if this is a swap that you've been kicking around, maybe you just want some more info, do not wait. Head on over to sublimeparts.com and start your Hemi swap today. There you have it, my friends. Another episode of Talking Mopars is in the books. For everything you need to know about the show, you know where to go, talkingmopars.com. Until we talk again, I am your host, Chris Albrecht, and that was Talking Mopars.
Thank you for listening to Talking Mopars, your direct connection to all things Mopar. Until next time, remember, no Mopar left behind.